Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No, they're trying to get between medium rare.
They're trying to be difficult.
And medium. Between medium and medium well.
There's not that many grades, okay? It's not 50 Shades of Grey here.
They're setting it up so they can absolutely complain if it's not the way that they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the red flag.
Red flag.
Boom.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we're talking about what restaurant customers say that is a red flag. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Also here is Kayla Contrada once again.
She's back.
She's back. She's already
like... Can't get enough of me.
No.
not at all.
You're not wrong. Things that customers say that's a red flag. I'm going to go through these, and the first one is I'll take care of you.
Oh,
that's the verbal flag. Tip.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The verbal tip.
No server wants to hear that. Even if you're not.
It never pans out.
No, you're getting shitty service from here on out. Yes. I just heard that.
It never pans out.
Good tippers don't say that they're good tippers.
Yeah.
They just leave the tip.
Right.
And that's that. But the I'll take care of you.
Is the red flag.
No.
That don't work
Major
out.
Major red flag.
Yeah.
Especially when they hit you, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. Oh,
yo, the other day I got a $2 handshake. I'm grateful.
I mean, I'm not going to not take your money, but calm down.
Right.
Yeah. The double back
and
the thank you. You're like, oh, man, this must be a 50.
No. What, you wait till they walk away? You put it in your pocket, but you put it like in a different pocket?
Yes.
And you're like, okay, let me just see what they gave me. That's the inside eye roll.
Yes. Good Lord. What do you experience as a bartender in that regard?
So our place is a little different.
Okay.
But still, I'll take care of you. I know I'm being annoying. I know I'm asking for a lot.
You
are annoying, and you are asking for a lot.
That's a
good
one.
And you're not going to tip me appropriately. I already know this. So just be annoying. Ask for a lot. But don't say, I'm going to take care of you.
But what's fun, I can go both ways with the, when they hit you with the, I'm sorry. When they hit you with the I'm sorry off the rip, like I'm about to change the whole menu, or you know.
Okay.
Sometimes, 50% of the time, it's like when Harry met Sally. Okay. And then the other 50% of the time, I'm like,
it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so it can go both ways.
That's a catch 22.
Yeah.
I do a diet every January. It's called Whole30. And it's like no sugar, no dairy. It's very restrictive. No alcohol. So if we go out to eat, it's the biggest challenge. And I know I'm being annoying. And I know I don't want to put you out. But like, I can't have butter. I can't have any of this. Or else I have to start the whole 30 days over.
Yeah.
So I know. And that's when I'll acknowledge it. But like, I'm like, oh, I'm this guy right now.
Okay. So then how do you end up placing the order? Because I have some ideas.
I explain it to them. I explain, okay, I'm on this crazy diet. I do this cleanse, blah, blah, blah. And most people respect it and they're interested and I'm teaching them about it now. But I just place the order like just totally plain. I usually have a Whole30 approved sauce already in my purse.
Okay.
I'll show them like, here, I'm not being a psychopath, but just bring me the lettuce and the seared tuna and I'll make my own dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a challenge. I try not to eat out because I don't want to be that guy.
Yes.
You don't want to pick apart somebody's menu that
exactly.
they've made.
Exactly. You don't want to destroy something. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
True. For me, it's interesting when people say, oh, I'll take this, and I get a big list of the no's, like no this, no that. And I stop them halfway, and what I think is halfway, and I say, just tell me what you do want.
Right.
Just tell me where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty similar. This is what I want to accomplish, and I could take you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. People do, because I know how to explain it to them in that way, but you're absolutely right. People don't know how to just explain things the right way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very challenging for a waiter to get I'll take this item, but no, 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 no. So he's like, listen,
what you can know, you have?
Yeah, just say,
look, see what we have. And just say, hey, can you do this without our butter? Can you just steam this?
Yes.
You know, and then I can accommodate.
Can
that.
I have the yeah. mahi plain?
Yeah.
Just plain.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Plain.
Got you. <That's> some steamed veggies. Okay.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
You're out the door.
Now we're
steamed
talking.
Veggies, plain.
No seasoning. Goodbye.
Yes.
You're good to go.
Exactly. One that is particularly challenging for me is, the rest of my party, they're parking now.
Mm-mm. I work in a downtown city now. They could be parking a mile away. You are not getting my
Yeah,
table.
That's not telling me anything.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say anything.
It was better. You're better off. If
yes.
you're sitting down, you're already better off saying nothing.
Just don't say nothing.
Order a drink.
Yeah. I wasn't asking you about the rest of your party.
I'm not even there yet.
Yes. I'm here for you.
I actually need a minute to catch up. I'm glad the rest of your party
exactly.
isn't here.
Exactly.
I used that time. That's why I came over here. I saw the rest of your party wasn't here. Let me get your drink. So when the other seven, eight people come in,
yes.
I'm not with 15 drinks in my hand.
Right. Exactly.
Or there'll be one or two people at a huge table.
Yeah.
And they go, we're waiting for six more.
Really? You didn't think I knew
Honestly.
No, so we have the place I work now. There's two six tops. They're bolted to the ground. You can't move them.
Nice.
They're the only big tables that we have. And we put reserve signs on them. Because one or two people will walk in. They'll sit there like it's... you know, a food hall sitting.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And we're like, dude, we just had a party at 8 walk in. We need these two tables. So people say all the time, are you sure we can sit there? There's a reserve sign. No, I put the reserve sign on there. You can absolutely
At least they asked.
At least they asked,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's when in doubt, just ask.
Yes.
This one is very dear to me. It's very, very annoying to me, is the... over explanation of how you want your steak. You know, I want it
medium rare to medium. That's not a temperature.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You want me to walk in and tell a bunch of chefs
medium
that are in the
well
weeds
plus.
That you want it?
Yes.
Somewhere in the middle.
No, medium no. well plus.
Pick one.
But
pick
no
one.
More
pick
than
go
this.
Go under.
Yeah.
It's way easier for me yep. to fix it.
Because that steak's gonna rest in the window yeah. for a minute before it comes to your table.
Exactly. We've had discussions with guests that have insisted that...
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
No,
it's not a thing.
I've never heard it be a thing.
I think it's a thing at places that just acquiesce to their customers, and in the back, they're rolling their eyes.
Completely rolling
at the medium rare plus.
It for everybody else.
It's done been ruined.
Yeah.
It is over.
Just like in unison, every restaurant should say, we don't do like plus. We don't do plus. We don't do over. We don't do in-betweens.
No.
No.
There's five different temperatures.
It's hard enough even hitting those.
Yeah. rare, medium, medium, well done. It's a pretty big spectrum.
That's a pretty big spectrum. But when you're trying to cut hairs between...
I need medium plus, so you need medium well.
Right.
I need medium rare plus, so you need medium.
No, they're trying to get between medium rare
they're trying to be difficult.
And medium. Between medium and With, medium well.
There's not, no. that, there's not that many grades, okay? This is not 50 Shades of Grey here.
They're setting it up so they can absolutely complain if it's not the way that they
yeah.
want. Yes.
And that's the red flag.
Red flag.
Boom.
Yes. They came out looking for a problem.
Always.
And when you ask them what the visual is that they want, what is it that you want? You want it pink? You want it, I want it semi this. They can't even explain it to
right.
you. Oh,
they don't know
they
what
don't
they're
know.
Talking about.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
out of control.
It is out of control. I can't stand it. And I can't stand when somebody acquiesces and says, I'll do it that
I'll
way.
I'll accommodate
and
I'm like, for it. No, I don't want to accommodate for
no.
you at all.
No.
This might as well be a shift drinks because this is a lot of things that have been bugging me for a long time.
This is great.
I had.
Remember, we're not drinking.
It's like, I know, right?
I am.
Water now, you were.
I know.
But that thing looked like water when she first came in.
I got into my Uber and I was like, don't say anything.
I had a guest and she did this to me twice. It was a six top. Calls me over and says, we're ready to order. I say, okay. I look at her and I said, what would you like? She says, well, I'm not ready. And I said, well...
You just said, I'm ready to order.
Why am I here?
Flagging you down from another table.
Yes. So I walk away. She does it to me again. She said, Dave, we're ready to order. And I said, okay, what would you like? She's like, no, I'm not ready. And I said, okay, what's happening here?
Am I being punked?
She goes, well, they're ready. And she basically she wanted to go last.
So did she just say that to begin
just
with?
Say that.
Red flag. Guess red what? Flag.
She wasn't even ready to even got to her last, was she?
Sometimes no. You wonder how these people go about their day-to-day life.
Like, they don't. I don't know. No, I, like, and if I was with her, I would have checked her.
Oh, yeah. And nobody, right. You said it was six top? And
these
nobody
are
said
life
anything?
Lessons.
Nobody said she
learn.
Let they let her be that way. We, not
these
only
are
that,
not good friends.
She modified the menu. She modified the menu and didn't like it.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
So you did it to yourself. You made up your own shit and then you fucked it up.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, that's the worst.
Thus the red flag. It's always these people that do these little cues and then they should just try to control the
I
whole
call
situation.
All the time. I love it. I'll call out my tables. Okay, but I'll be out, like, we'll be out, and I'll be like, hold up, are you being that person right now?
Yes,
but
you have to.
People love it. That's what I learned from, like, people love to be put in their place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they don't expect it. Like,
yeah, we're not doing this all day.
No.
Yeah, no. And those are the people that'll leave you a huge tip at the end of the day, because they're like, wow, I feel stupid. I learned a life lesson. I'm going to discreetly leave them a huge tip, and I'm going to bow out.
You know, it's you don't want to be rude to somebody, but at the same time, sometimes I feel like I'm gonna make it easier on the next server.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll take the hit for them. It's okay because it usually balances itself out in the end.
Yes,
especially like if you have a table next to you, and they hear you. And so that table is an asshole, and they kind of hear you like put them in their place.
Shut it all down.
Yeah, and so if they don't take care of you, that I promise you, that guest that heard it is like, I got your back.
Yes, yep, they do.
It's a trifecta.
Yeah.
Love it. I had a guest who ordered the lychee martini. I posted this one on my story and sent it back because it was too strong.
It's a martini.
It's a martini.
Right.
It's nothing but liquor in there.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be all, you know, waiter explainy. Mm-hmm. I just took
you said,
it.
Yeah, I just walked away with it.
Because there's nothing I could do.
Yeah, you're not winning that battle.
No, but I have been with somebody who said that, and I explained to them, you're not sending it back. You ordered a martini.
Yeah.
So from the side, I know it's a different thing.
We have on our drink, or we had on our seasonal drink list. It's a campfire whiskey.
Okay.
Like smoky whiskey.
Okay.
So we were doing an old fashioned with it.
Okay.
The amount of people that sent that back because it tasted like a campfire. And I'm like, dude, it says it right in the description. And like, we list what's in there.
Yeah.
No. We have a mezcal margarita. And mezcal's like not super popular.
It's
like smoky. You either love it or you hate
it. It's one of those
I love it. But so many people, smoking? I'll ask them, do you know what mezcal is? Do you like it? And they're like, no, I have no idea. I'm like, well, it tastes like smoke.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It's delicious if you love it. But if you hate it, you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
And that drink is like the number one return drink.
Oh, wow. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you mitigate that? Do you say
I stop them right in their tracks when they're ordering it?
Okay.
I'll bring them. I'll pour a little bit into like a very little bit into a shot glass. I'll say,
just
smell
taste
this.
It. Yeah. Or
smell it.
Smell it.
Because
exactly.
You're gonna know what it's gonna taste.
True.
Like.
True.
And I don't care if there's blood orange in it. It's not offsetting the fact that it tastes like
fire. Mezcal is mezcal. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Campfire's campfire.
Yeah.
Like. There's no two ways about it.
No. Yeah, but that campfire Manhattan or old fat, whatever it was, I'd be like, I hate you right now because I explained this to you. And now you're going to return it because you didn't want to listen to me.
Are customers allowed to be stupid?
No.
Like,
yes, but I mean.
You're allowed to be stupid to a certain extent. Like, you're allowed to be uneducated in certain things. Being uneducated
I'm
and
walk
stupid
away
are
from
two
this
different
question
I agree.
Because my viewpoints on people's intelligence is totally different than most
well,
people.
Here's.
That's what we love.
Here's what I ask about. My overall point is, it's the other restaurants that have no backbone that allow people to. It runs into one of my other ones on the list is when you're asking someone what they'd like to drink, and then they're going through the list of, oh well, what do you have and that kind of thing, and they're asking your opinion, and they say, okay, I'll try it, and I go, wait, what? No. Are you having it or are you trying it? Because if you want to try something, that's a whole different set of...
There's no samplers here, again.
Yeah, right. But I would be more willing to, like you said, get you a taste of this ingredient or whatever. That you can try.
If you're unsure of something, I'm happy to walk
you
through
it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, like you want to taste some wine or something. If it's in the realm of I can help you, I'm going to help you. But if you're out of control...
You're not about to order something and say you'll try.
Once you ordered, you pay for it.
Yes. That's what an order is.
And if, if you order something, you go out, you don't like something. Let's say you were at like a street vendor, okay? You ordered the food. You're just not going to go back to the street vendor ever again.
Yes.
Okay? But you paid for it. You walked away. You're not going to be like, oh, I didn't like that hot dog. You eat half and you throw it out. Walk away and you call it a day.
Take your loss.
Yeah.
You
take the L.
If it's made incorrectly, I get that.
Absolutely.
But where are these restaurants that are just allowing people to just run through stuff?
No. When it's made incorrectly, 100%.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Yes.
Okay. And is it even a restaurant, or do people just feel more entitled now?
Yes.
I think it's both.
It's both.
I think it's both.
I think there's certain restaurant chains that and then it became the norm that gave people this sense of entitlement.
And it kind of ruined it
for everybody else.
Yeah, it really is difficult because that's where they list their, that's how they prioritize if they had a good time at the restaurant or not. If they can push them around and get this and get that. Honestly, yeah. And then you're just like, okay, no. You ate the whole thing. I'm sorry, it stays on the bill.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When you go to a fancy or an upscale restaurant, and then you ask, do I pay up front? That's a red flag.
That's scary.
Oh, I get it all the time. Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
You look like we have a register at the front when you walk in.
What are you doing?
No, man, you pay me.
That's weird. I had a guest, and we have a newer system now.
Okay.
And I dropped the check, and I looked, and he didn't have a credit card out. And then I went to another table. I looked at him again. He still didn't have a credit card out. So I see the third time. I see him with the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back around, and I'm coming to him, and he's gone. And his wife's sitting at the table.
Okay.
And he's at the bar trying to pay. And he's mad at this point. He goes, you looked at me three times, and I said, yeah. And you only had a credit card out once. What are you talking about?
you were to read his mind?
Yeah, like, how am I supposed to know you're in? You said, I gave you drinks. You said you were going to enjoy the vibe.
Yes.
You know, I'm by the beach. I get it. I'm not rushing you.
Yes.
I know how that beach feeling is. You want to enjoy yourself, you enjoy yourself. When I saw the point was there, I went and got what you needed.
Yes. Wow.
Left upset. Left like 10%. I was like, this guy it is what it is. And then even talking, the wife was super nice. I was like, okay.
That's the tightrope that we walk. You can give great service all the way up to the 11th hour.
Yeah.
And then if you have gotten busy or dropped the ball on one thing, they are entitled to screw you over.
Don't throw the mic on the ground.
Passionate about this one.
No, it's true. You gotta land that. You gotta land that every time. And that's what we're meant to do.
Yeah.
But I've had people, particularly when they say, "Oh, we're not in a hurry. We're not in a hurry."
And they're in a hurry.
And then all of a sudden they are in a hurry.
Yeah. All of a sudden they want to eat right away, or they want
a plane to catch. Wait.
That's my biggest. I think one of my biggest red flags.
What are you talking about?
I have to get to the airport. Well, you knew you were catching this flight. You knew what time you had to get there. Why am I rushing around now?
True. Great point.
Like one of my biggest red flags here and where I work now.
Great point.
Yeah. I have to get to a show.
Yeah.
You knew you had the tickets.
Yeah.
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 You know what time the show starts. Don't make your problem my problem.
Right. Yes. People love to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, to an extent, we inherit our guests' problems.
Absolutely. But
when you're in a full service restaurant. Yeah. You don't go to a full-service restaurant and say you have show tickets in an hour.
Exactly. Can you get me in and out?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And then order a well-done burger. Food. I can't control that.
And then order a well-done burger.
Yeah.
Or something crazy. You're like, if you really lost
a modified well-done burger.
Oh, that reminds me of another thing that lady did that sent her food back. She then asked me, well, how long is that going to take? I go, just as long as it would the first time you ordered it.
You think they're pushing this ticket to the front?
Not only that, they could push it, but the laws of physics dictate that.
It still has to cook.
It still has to cook.
Right.
It has to cook.
You want to change that too?
No, we knew you were going to send this shit back.
We
anticipated. We have yours waiting for you the way we originally looked on the menu. My bad. Because we knew.
This next one is just, may not be anybody else's red flag or pet peeve. I just wanted to throw this one in. I'll take a hot tea. I can't.
Oh, God.
I can't ever.
No.
I can't ever, ever, ever.
No.
But it doesn't translate into anything negative, the hot tea part.
No, it just hate it's, it. Yeah. I just want to let people know I hate hot teas.
Oh, no, I got
coffee. Coffee at 11 o'clock. I work at a tavern. So we don't have coffee. We have espresso. So I can press that button. I'm not brewing an entire pot.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the night, no.
No.
No. Oh, no. No. Yeah, you can have espresso at the end of the night. That's a button.
We have one bartender. That's probably 8 deep. You think I want to fight her to get to the coffee machine? No, no, I don't. Mm-mm. Walk so around talking with your cup of hot coffee and potentially get it spilt on me by one of these drunk people?
Absolutely not.
No.
This is like deep at night.
This is late night. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Sorry, I'll make coffee's you anything for the else. Morning. Yes.
What do you think about when people ask you for the dirty ice? Is that a red flag or?
I'm partial to that. Doesn't bother me.
Depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Half the time I watch the bartender pour it out.
And he pours it out anyways. And then
the vodka or whatever.
And then you have to remind them to say, hey, I needed that ice dirty. So they have to throw like a quick little splash in there and dirty it up anyways.
But like, help me to understand the point of the dirty ice. I don't get the point.
I don't think anybody gets the point.
It's just watered down.
It's just watered down ice, yeah.
Are they thinking like they want every drip of...
They want extra alcohol, yeah.
Is that it?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a silly reason.
Yeah.
That must be like a sliver of an ounce.
Not even a sliver. It's, it's less than a quarter of an ounce of alcohol for sure.
The ice is already broken down, so that's why I don't get it.
Yeah, it's broken down and it's going fast.
It's already melted.
It's going downhill.
We shook that thing, okay? By the time I get to the table, it's water.
What about the people that they say, oh, can we get that table over there? And they already moved twice. If you move more than once,
oh, God.
That's a red flag.
And you know that's a huge red flag. That's my restaurant to a T.
I don't even want them. Oh, yeah, that's your restaurant.
They can seat themselves at your restaurant?
No, they can't, but they do.
Yeah, they walk around. They act like it's the Last Supper.
I've had people go outside, inside, back outside.
Upstairs.
At the same place, so upstairs is a hot commodity.
Yeah, as soon as they go from here to here, I'm like, I tell the host, this is your problem. Okay? I'm not talking. Actually, as soon as they sit down and they need to move, I go, you got to go talk to the host before you do anything.
Yes.
Okay. You got to make sure she has this table for you, because once you've already moved into that realm, I'm already done with you.
True.
I have no more
No more patience.
Yes.
We have the same thing at the place I work at now. You can seat yourselves anywhere, but you have to check in at least so that we know you're there. And you say, oh, you can have a seat anywhere, even outside. Yeah, no, anywhere. That's like, I think my whole expression changes at that point. Like, are you that dumb? Yes, anywhere. Inside, outside, on the sidewalk. I don't care. I'll find you.
Yes, they are.
They really are.
Yeah.
Or at least they can be.
Down here, it was always, I want an ocean view. We're on the ocean.
There wasn't?
You can see it from anywhere.
It's right there. Oh, you mean that thing?
Yeah.
You can see it from that table all the way in the back.
I can see it from the kitchen.
Yeah.
When you go out to eat down here, do you have to sit outside or?
No. I had dinner last night on the beach. I sat inside because it was so hot outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just me.
Yeah. No.
I was just outside. Like,
I was in the ocean earlier today. Why do I need to stare at it? It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But no, I'm good.
I find it quite distracting to like not hear if, particularly your place, there's more wind.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to turn, what, every time to, like, make sure you hear the person. Mm-hmm. You know,
a reoccurring nightmare I always had. I'm not even kidding. I would dream that I was, like, trying to take an order at that restaurant. And people, the whole dream, were trying to tell me their order. And I was going, what?
That's awesome.
Sorry for bringing up that PTSD. That's an interesting nightmare.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Mine's always getting trained at a new place and just not knowing anything, not knowing the menu, not knowing the table numbers, not getting, you know, I'm just being completely lost. And it's always just me being new to a place.
Scary.
It's really terrifying.
It really is.
Because you have to make a good impression.
You do.
And then you're not capable at all. And it's just getting worse and worse.
The rabbit hole. You go down the rabbit hole.
You do.
And then they're like, you forgot about that table over there. I'm like, I don't even know it was my section.
Where'd it come from? And then in my, I have the same kind of, and then, but that table will be like on the dark side of the moon almost. It's like so far away than what your section
is. Yes. Yes. Do you get people that ask you to hook them up? Make it strong?
Oh, all the time. All the time. Yeah, all the time. I'll take a double. Do you want a real double? You want an 8-ounce pour? I'll give you an 8-ounce pour.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're asking for when you're saying a double, or do you just want it tall? That's our biggest thing.
Because there's,
like, okay. Like, oh, you charge me for two drinks. Yeah, it's a double. It's two drinks.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think people understand that sometimes they do tall and think that they're getting a double.
No, right. Yeah.
Yes. If you want a double tall, that's a different. You're just getting a double. The soda. A double, a tall, and a double and tall, three
like,
different things.
We have
things.
Like the highballs at our job, and we have the pint glasses. And if mm-hmm. we know you, we give you a pint glass to try and hook you up. But if you pour that a highball into a pint glass, you add a little bit of ice.
It's the same
basically
shit.
The same amount of liquor. Yeah. People just want to feel special.
I do it to them all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. The ice trick is the best trick. Ice makes things so look good. Amazing.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's the magic.
It's the magic. They don't have ice in Europe in certain spots. Yeah, it throws the magic away.
They give you three cubes. Yo, that's you're it.
Like, you're looking like.
I think that's.
How do you guys survive?
Wild.
That was my number one thing I noticed while going out in Europe. Like, particularly for me, it was London.
Yo, right?
Yo. they act like ice is not a thing.
Like, you don't have ice here?
Yeah, I'm like, this thing is already like watered down now.
I didn't ask for it.
They don't care.
No, they don't. They just don't have it.
Yeah,
they just don't have it. It's strange.
It's
like,
so weird.
I looked. They had the equivalent of a bus tub of ice for a whole bar.
That's crazy.
It's That's like, wild. Yo, you need, you know, 40 more of those, man. This is like...
Yeah, where's your ice machine?
Yeah, you need an ice well. I got to ask my cousin about that, because culturally that must be so That's different thing, from when they come here and we're like
ice
jamming
ice
stuff up with ice.
A lot of people ask for no ice all the time.
I mean, that's probably fair. Why. That's probably why. They're not used to it.
They don't trust our ice machine.
I wouldn't either. Just saying. When you go out to eat, do you tell people that you're in the biz or you used to be a waiter or waitress?
No,
or,
right? I don't like that.
No. I mean, it depends.
It depends on the situation. You're right.
It depends on where you're at. Like, you know, like if I'm at a bar and then I'm we're talking and, you mm-hmm. know, because like I talk about our podcast.
Yeah.
So if I make a relationship... Then yes.
We'll, but it has to come up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're not just sitting down saying I'm in the industry.
You don't start with that. Because in the people that do, you almost like, because you're in your head like, okay, well, you want to believe that they're going to take care of you like they're in the industry.
No, they probably just started training at their first industry job 2 weeks ago.
Or the people that say, oh, I used to be a waitress.
Yes. Like, I don't need to know that.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It was better off you not saying anything.
Right.
Much.
Because if I say it, if it comes out of my mouth, then I'm leaving you more than 20%.
A lot of times there's little things you do when you go out, too, that the Does person that make sense that's waiting saying? On you yes. is going to say, oh, you must work in the restaurant industry.
Yes. Yeah, there's nonverbal cues that you'll let them know. I never want, because I go out with people who are in this field, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then one person would say it, and I'm like, oh, man.
Like secondhand embarrassment
like,
at that point.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
I mean, unless they're like looking for like, you know, see if they do in the bids or something like that.
Yeah.
That's totally different. And I get that at that aspect, but you still have, if you're even asking, you still have the relationship with that person to where True. It came up. You know what True. I mean? It should almost be like, okay, you know, or you heard, like, if I'm asking because I've heard someone say, oh, I think they do in the bids there or something like that, which, because that's a culture in certain places.
Okay.
But not when it's just, you know what I mean? Usually I don't want to know I'm in the industry. I don't want any expectations from them.
That's my whole point. Yeah. No expectations. Yeah. And half the time you let them know and then you get ignored.
Yeah.
Because they know that there's a floor there that you won't go below.
Yep. Exactly.
So it's like, I want my regular service, please.
Yeah.
No more, no less.
Exactly.
Oh, you can give me more, but no less.
No less.
I have one last one is I know the owner.
Oh, that's the...
No,
that's,
you don't.
So does every... Or I know the GM, or I know this... Okay. This me just, too. This just and we hang out.
The other night with Dave Townsend.
See?
At the new place that he works at. People walk in all the time and they say, oh, I know the owner. The owner's a dog. They name the place after their dog.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, no, you don't know the owner.
You don't know the owner.
Yeah, people try that all the time.
All the time. What's his name?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's, and even if you do... What is that to me?
Nothing.
If you know the owner, call him. He'll call us.
If you really knew the owner, I would already know you
were
coming.
You would already have the VIP treatment. 100%.
I would have known you were coming.
100%.
Okay, if you're on their radar, they already called for you.
That's a great point. And there is my list. Sorry for the gripes. If there are any that I missed, let me know. Let me know in the comments. I read my emails all the time, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. Kayla was nice enough to come down and visit us on her vacation.
We love that.
We love that. So good to connect with you again. Thank you so much. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Thank you, Kayla.
No, thank you, guys.
Motherfuckers make me laugh. You don't like me, I know. Hate me, so what? But still gotta respect the shit that I throw up. Regurgitating lyrics on you, nigga.